Welcome to the Australian Finance Podcast, a podcast for people who want to learn more about their personal finances and get the most from their money. This series is hosted by Kate Campbell from How To Money and Owen Raskovich from Rask Finance.
The Australian Finance Podcast is provided for educational purposes only. The information is general in nature and does not take into account your needs, goals, or objectives. What that means is the information does not apply to you specifically. So consider getting the advice of a licensed and trusted professional before acting on the information. Kate, thanks for joining me for this very special Australian Finance Podcast episode.
Yes, so we're wrapping up season one of the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's been about a year-long season, it kind of just went...
Wow.
Yeah, went really quick. And I mean, we intended to do 10 episodes to start with just on the basics. Mm-hmm. That was back in January last year, 2019.
Maybe even earlier, maybe even before Christmas.
I think it was in your mind before it was in mine.
But yeah, we started it as 10 and it's since gone on to just go crazy and we thought, we'll do a few more, and here we are.
Like four different locations since then recording.
Yeah, we've moved around.
We've had a live event, which is pretty amazing.
Yep, more to come, I reckon. And people might be hearing this, like season one, what do you mean wrapping up season one? Is this the end? It's not.
No,
we'll get to that in a few minutes. But we just thought we'd take a chance to say thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing it with your friends and your family.
Thank you for sending all the questions, even if we didn't get back to you, because we asked for the questions and we've got more than we could possibly answer. So it was fantastic to hear from you and hear from everyone who actually took an actionable step from the podcast, whether it was getting out of debt, buying their first ETF, saving up for a holiday. It was amazing to hear all of these stories. We've actually taken something away, and I guess that's all we can hope for is giving this podcast to you and you just take something from it to improve your financial future. And I mean, if that's what we
get from it, that's great. That's everything. I had someone come up, I said to you off air just before, had someone come up to me at an event that wasn't run by us, an event, and said, I bought my first index fund thanks to you guys. So that's huge. That's wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I thought, we thought that it would be a good chance to reflect on the season, maybe share what we've learned.
Because we've learned a lot this past year.
Yeah. We have to prep. I mean, you do a lot more prep than I do. You're good at this. We have to prep for these and make sure we don't make too much of a fool of ourselves and come on with some information, some facts and figures, and we learn as we go, right?
Because, I mean, a lot of finance is opinions, but there are some things that are black and white and you want to be conveying the right information. And we try in most cases. We don't always get it right. We've been corrected a few times, which is good that you're always checking multiple sources. And I always recommend never just get all your information from us or any other one single source and always... check multiple places.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, some people that start podcasts maybe aren't experts in the field. Maybe they just do it as a passion project. And that's perfectly cool. But when it comes to something like finance, you can get yourself in trouble if you don't have the right information. So get it from multiple sources, form your own opinion, speak to the professionals, as we always say. And just on that, with questions and those types of things, people have noticed that we haven't done any Q&A in the back half of the season. We got overwhelmed with questions. They may come back. Keep sending them in, and we're going to try and figure out some solutions for that. But that's just something that we're going to try and work on going forward. I thought a really fun thing to do straight up is our three favorite episodes. There's a lot to go through. The first 10 or 11, I think it was, are fantastic if you're a new listener. They're kind of timeless pieces of information that explain the absolute basics and kind of form the foundations for all the other stuff that we've explained.
Yeah.
And they're not that hard it's not hard to listen to them all. So I would maybe go beyond that and just give you my favorite three. Then maybe you can give me your three favorite.
Yeah.
We should make an honorable mention to our guests. So we've had Nicole.
Yep. We've had Ted Richards.
Ted Richards. Bronwyn.
Bronwyn. And we've also had the Equity Mates guys.
Equity Mates guys. Yep. They run another podcast. So we've had some great people on the show.
Haven't missed anyone else.
We haven't.
I think it was those.
But there'll be more in the future. There will be more. We get a lot of requests. These DJs take requests, and we're going to bring a few more of them to you
in season two and onwards.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll do one I go, you go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of my favorite episodes was the behavioral biases episodes. I just love psychology, and not just in the the sense that as it relates to money and investing. But I just think it's just so fascinating. And there are no answers, concrete answers, but we have theories, and the biases that we succumb to are just so important to at least understand.
Yeah.
You know, like we say, we don't get all the answers right every time. And the way you can try and make sure you're not deliberate or obviously giving the wrong answer is to use like a trick called like inversion. Anyway, I could get stuck down in this thing again.
Got very excited.
Yeah, I did. I love it.
As the insurance episode.
Yeah, the insurance episode. That's one for the ages.
If you make it through the insurance episode, kudos to you.
Okay, your turn. What's one that you really enjoyed?
One of my favorite episodes we did last year was the salary negotiation episode. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that stemmed from, I spent a lot of time in the lead up to my own personal salary negotiation and sort of annual review at work, doing a lot of research and preparation on how to effectively approach it. And I talked about a lot of the things I learned in that episode. It was probably just a reflection on what I learned last year on salary negotiation and successfully used some of those things I mentioned in my own salary negotiation last year, which was pretty awesome. So, that was probably one of my favorites, and it worked for me. So there might be some actionable tips in there that help you.
For sure. You know, one of the things that you said, it's, you know, it costs nothing to have that conversation if you get an extra $5,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's big, right? That's a bigger thing. That's a bigger decision and conversation to have than which ETF you're going to invest in, you know, for the next however long.
Yeah. And putting some time and preparation into that salary review process can pay substantially. For an hour or two of work, you can get a lot more than your normal wage in that payoff.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, and the next one for me was the three big money decisions, and we talked about schooling, the home, and I think it was cars.
Mm.
Yep, and effectively schooling relates to children, the household, things you can do with your mortgage, like offset accounts, maybe not taking too big of a mortgage or just choosing the right mortgage can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And cars, you know, we talked about buying at auction, buying secondhand, all these different types of things, these tricks that could save you maybe, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars in a 10-year period. Maybe by the time you compound that out over a lifetime, maybe it's $500,000, maybe it's $1 million extra in your retirement kitty.
And I think we also talked about in that episode, just controlling and reducing some of those huge expenses in your life. It means you don't have to focus on cutting down the lattes in your day or cutting out that gym membership that you actually want.
Mm, absolutely. Okay, what was your number two?
I quite like the episode we did on sort of deciphering financial news. And I think we get a lot of questions about topics that come up in the news, like the ETF bubble,
so-called bubble.
We got a lot of questions on that. Just sort of understanding the headlines, because the market moves up 1%. Maybe for some stocks, that means billions of dollars are moving. And suddenly there's a headline every day. And it's sort of actually been able to look past those headlines and know, well, what news should I know? And what news is actually important to me? And what news is just news? It's just noise that you should look past, or it's going to actually affect your financial performance.
Yep, that's great. I think that was, and we had some really good resources for that episode too. So definitely go back and have a look at that and click through to them. The third one for me was the worst money mistakes. So mistakes that I made, mistakes that you made. It's just refreshing to know that we're not perfect.
And it's good to learn from these and not do them yourself. Right?
Yeah, that's it. So the fool doesn't learn from their own mistakes. The smart person learns from the mistakes of others.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this a lot. We've tried a few things. You've opened however many accounts of different varieties.
And made a complete mess when it came to tax time, so I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, and I've invested in some things that were just nightmares, and yeah, so it happens, you make mistakes, and I've got a way to tie that into our next little segment that we're going to talk about. But what's your last one?
My last one was our sort of apps and tools episodes, and it's probably another one of our questions we get most commonly on what are the best websites, resources, apps, various tools that I should be using to make my financial life easier and more efficient. And I think we talked about a lot of resources there, and we linked to a lot of shows, different resources and apps that you can use and that we personally use just on our phone to make things easier for budgeting purposes and for sending money and just making our life a bit simpler. Because if you can make things simple when it comes to your finances, it just takes a lot of stress off your plate.
For sure. And full disclosure, we don't recommend products, and we've never, ever, ever taken anything from anyone for mentioning a name, and that's the way we like it. But, you know, there is a significant proportion of people that couldn't care less about their finances. They just want the answers, and generally for them that means, what product should I use?
Yeah.
You know, that's where you should speak to a financial advisor, or you can just go to an episode like this. I wouldn't be surprised if this is probably one of our most popular episodes over the next 2 or 3 years, because those are the answers that some people want, a lot of people want. Okay, so here's a bit of a fun one. We have to flatter each other, Kate. Two things we learned from one another. So
this is feeling like a team building exercise.
This is us. This is our corporate goals. This is our corporation of two, and we're just going to just get some positive vibes going. So maybe I'll kick things off. And I've said in the past that I'm not like, I don't set a lot of goals for myself in terms of money. Like, I have habits that I try and form, but the way you break down, and you've done this a few times over the course of the season, is segmenting your goals and what you want to achieve into buckets, like short, intermediate or medium term and longer term. I think it's just a really neat way to frame it. And the way you delivered that was really good. I just think if you are the type of person that does get motivated by goals, you had a lot of great insights in that episode. And I think there were 2 episodes. We could go back and dig them up. But even your presentation recently at the event hit on those things. Mm. So if you haven't listened to that one or you haven't watched that on YouTube, go and do that. I'm not going to ask you for any for me, but maybe if you do have any, chime in now.
Oh, you want to alternate?
Yeah, sure.
I think one of the things I've learned a lot from you is sort of the basics of share investing and actually how to look at things properly. And that's probably not just from the podcast, maybe other conversations we've had and from doing your course. Mm-hmm. What's it? The valuation course, whatever it is.
Yep, that's that one.
Yeah, so actually learning some of, as someone with an experienced analyst background, learning some of the actual steps and processes behind that rather than just sort of, oh, that looks good enough, which is kind of my approach before. And that's sort of given me the skills to actually start buying some individual shares before I was just buying ETFs.
Yep, cool. I like it. So this is how this segment ties into the first segment. You've said repeatedly, and I never really conceptualized like this way, but you've said it's important to make your own mistakes. Mm. Right, you can go back and listen to our mistakes, but it is important to make your own mistakes because I'm the type of person that needs to feel it. Everyone can tell me, don't do that. And sometimes I just go and do it anyway, and I have to feel it. But you've said if you outsource a lot of the decision-making that you don't feel the effects or the consequences, or you don't inform yourself of why you were there in the first place, what happened and how you can fix that.
Yeah.
And I think that is such an important lesson. One of the things that is really important for beginners, I think, is make the mistakes now. Like, you got to make mistakes because that's just like everyone does them, and it's your ticket to understanding the world. So that's kudos to you. That's really good. And that's something you've instilled upon me. Any others for me, or you don't have to have any?
I'm probably the how to sort of see the good and the bad people in the financial service industry. I've learned a lot about all of the different people that are involved in the industry because when we started the podcast, I was still very early stages of my career. I mean, I still am, but I've learned a lot in the last year from you and how to sort of decipher between the good players and the bad players in the industry. Mm. There's not that many bad players, but some have quite a high profile. So being able to sort of look between the lines and sort of work out who should I actually take advice from and who it's should hard. I ignore. Because even just on Twitter and social media, there's a lot of people spreading noise and sort of how to decipher between the good and the bad noise.
Mm. And like you said, we've got that episode on financial news and other types of media. It's a really good one. Well, that was really nice. Thank you for those compliments. It's I think if I was to go back and listen to all the episodes, it would be a lot more than two things, and there definitely is. And I hope that everyone that listens to even just one episode learns more than one or two things from each episode. Yeah. If you have learned anything, cool, write into us or tweet us or hit us up on Instagram. Let us know. Let us know what you like, what you don't like.
Mm.
And this final little section here is we can see what you do like.
Yeah.
Because we have analytics that tell us what's the most popular episode.
Mm.
And maybe we'll start at number 3. And I think this is really no surprise, right?
Yeah, so this was our very first episode after our intro episode. I mean, I can't even remember what we spoke about because this was 12 months ago, but our banks budgets and emergency savings.
Yep.
Which I think is the most important place to start, because talking about emergency funds, mm-hmm. that's a big thing for us. I think we've mentioned it probably nearly every podcast episode and event, and in most conversations I have with people is, have you actually got your emergency savings? And that's probably something I learned from Owen in that episode, is having a float, because you're not going to have your 3 to 6 months of salary put aside. It could take a year or two. So having a float, I think you usually like $500 put aside, just while you're building up to that emergency fund, just so if an unexpected expense comes up, you don't have to suddenly resort back to the credit card or dip into your emergency fund.
Yeah. So one of the things that is, and this is, I guess, for both of us, one of the reasons we started this podcast in the first place is, so 20% of Australian households cannot save $2,000 for an emergency fund. So they don't have emergency savings. This is just like a huge problem for Australia, right? Like, you go and get financial advice. This is the reason we exist, by the way. We're just justifying our existence, but, well, I am. you go and get financial advice. It costs thousands of dollars. Not only is money overwhelming, not only do people not have connections or know where to start, but then it's just so unaffordable and out of reach for people that there's nowhere for them to go. And that's hit home by this stat. I can put some notes in the resources, but you know, if you can't save that $2,000, listening to this is great, but that's kind of where it starts.
Yeah.
And so that's why we made it the first episode. That's hitting those 25% of households in Australia. That's where you got to start. It's free. We give you the steps. Get on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting out of consumer debt. So most things except a mortgage, and then getting that emergency savings is your most important starting point, because you can't really focus on investing and everything else without sorting out those basics and setting the foundations of your financial life.
Mm-hmm. That's why those 11 episodes are so important. We take you from that, and then if you don't have that, we kind of the next 10 episodes set out what you can do to get to that sooner. Okay, I don't think number two is any surprise either, Kate.
So how to pick and choose ETFs, and that has been all the rage of this last few years. I mean, we talk about ETFs a lot as a great way for beginners to get started without having to look through the 2,000 stocks in Australia or so and everything overseas. It's a great way to get started with $500 or $1,000. You don't have to make too many decisions apart from which ETF you want. And we talked about a lot of the steps in that episode of all the different things you should be looking for when selecting an ETF.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of 10 years ago, even though they were in existence, they weren't, you know, in the common tongue. People didn't say shares and ETFs in the same sentence, but now it is definitely shares and ETFs.
Mm.
And there are good reasons for that, right? So it's no wonder that, and they're good for beginners. So it's no wonder that this has become, on a beginner's podcast, this has become one of the most popular episodes, and I would expect it to continue to do that. Along with our episode, which you brought up, the tools and apps that we use, this is kind of where people are going.
Yeah.
Simplicity. Yes, I want to be informed, but make it simple for me.
And I hope that's something that we have conveyed over the season, that it is quite simple to get started. It doesn't have to, you don't have to see 101 different professionals, read 101 sites. It's just get a bit of information, get informed, and you can get started and not have to wait and learn along the journey.
Yep, absolutely. I think, that's one big takeaway. Even if you listen to this episode, this podcast once a week, maybe you spend the equivalent amount of time putting into action the steps that we talk about. That's a huge thing.
And that's what everybody in the financial services industry and everyone you talk to, what was their advice in their 20s? It was just get started with their finances earlier and just do something rather than shutting it away in the cupboard and not looking at it.
I always think that if you have a partner, friend or family member who is open to talking about money, like in a healthy way, you will not have a problem with money.
Yeah.
You will not have a problem. Just find someone that you can talk to. Listen to us. We're a good, I guess, plan B. But
and there's so many events now popping up about talking about personal finances. Talk to someone at the event. Make a new friend and say, are you happy to be my accountability partner when it comes to money?
Yeah.
Having someone to talk to just makes a world of difference. When money's kept in the shadow, when no one in your family or friendship group talks about money, that's when it's really hard to get started, because it's something that no one around you is talking about it, and it makes life a lot harder if you're the only one like visibly trying to make a difference mm-hmm. in your financial life. So find someone, whether it be a colleague or a new friend or even someone on a Facebook group
online.
Yeah,
there's groups, right? In your community, there'll be groups. Yeah.
Find someone in your life that you can talk to about finances and discuss different topics and bounce ideas off each other, because it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, and also keep in mind, like, there's only one disclaimer here, is that they won't have all the answers. We've talked about this, right? They won't have all the answers, just like we don't have all the answers. Mm. But they'll also have opinions that may or may not be correct. They might have unhealthy associations with certain aspects of money and investing. So keep that in mind too, and make your own opinion up. But just have someone that can, you go to the gym and you join a group because it helps keep you motivated. There will be groups in your city or online that you can join that will share similar values to you and will be welcoming to you. So, okay, Kate, drum roll. If only I had a drum roll. That's me banging on the table. What was our most popular episode?
Our most popular episode and probably one of our favorites was Australian Investing 101.
Yep. So for all of your potential podcast listeners out there, if you want to hack our growth, this is how you do it. Yeah. This is our most popular episode.
So your favorite episode was about the basics of investing in Australia and your different options. Were we talking about shares in that episode?
I think we talked about shares, ETFs, super, just managed funds, index funds, everything that anyone would want to know. Property, we kind of gave everything 1 or 2 minutes lip service.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, that's the episode you go to.
You have a lot of options and that's can be amazing, but it can also make it a lot harder to actually work out what the best option is for you and starting to do some research and informing yourself. And if and when you need to, getting advice from qualified professionals does help narrow down that list.
Totally. If you can go in and listen to that episode even, then you're like, oh, that sounds appealing to me. Then go to the episode that we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Or go to the professional that will help you do that.
And then go to the Money Smart website and check it out in further detail and find some other good resources. I mean, we've talked about tools and I think, one of the episodes we talked about a lot of the blogs and people that we follow online and sort of finding the right people to learn from and getting a variety of sources.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, go on. Like, these are all the – it's I guess it's not surprising, but it kind of is. These are all towards the beginning. Mm. Maybe people are trying to do the full lap. Maybe they're starting at the beginning and just going through everything, and that's why the first episodes build up. But
yeah, I mean, people have told us they've listened to the podcast on road trips and at the gym, and I mean, I couldn't imagine anything worse than listening to myself at the gym, but maybe it helps for some people.
If you are listening at the gym, cool. Respect. Doing two
Sorting
healthy
out
things
your
at once.
Personal finances and your personal health at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. And this is the kind of thing that we emphasize, right, is if we can push this, I guess, analogy further, it's like being healthy, going to the gym. You should routinely check in on your financial health and really focus on it. Set time aside to just update your thinking, keep yourself moving forward, keep learning, all those types of things. Like you said to me before, it's really important that I learn because it's like you're growing, right?
And I mean, I think that's something that we have learned and helped each other with in this past year is always learning and teaching each other new things and continuing to do further education so that we keep learning and growing as people as well. Like your financial education doesn't just stop after you've learnt one or two courses or something like that. Even though we've done different qualifications, we definitely want to keep learning and keep growing as individuals.
Yeah. Sarah, my wife, she would not be happy if I went back to uni, but I would love to. But I can get away with doing things, you know, online and what have you. And even one of the most powerful things, we've talked about this before, for me, creating courses and content like this, it actually forces me to fill in the blanks. Mm. And that's just being creative in that way helps me to learn. So maybe you could create something for a friend or family member to explain something to them.
Yeah, an infographic, a downloadable or anything like that.
Yeah,
something to share with your family.
Just put it down on paper and kind of scratch out what you're thinking. Like, here, this is where our money is. Maybe we can draw a big picture of an ETF and then we can put money into this thing called an ETF. And they'll be like, what do you mean? What's an ETF? And you can be like, this is what it is.
Yeah, and then share the knowledge you get with your friends and family, and that starts opening up that conversation about money. And I think that's all we can hope for, is that our podcast opens up the conversation around money for more people in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. That's why we're here, right? It's the Australian Finance Podcast for a reason. That's why we're here. It's not just search engine optimization. Let's talk a little bit about
next season.
Next season. Bah, bah, bah. Maybe we should just leave people on a cliffhanger and just end it there. Next season.
No.
I was like thinking of like something suspenseful. Okay.
I don't think we're that suspenseful.
No, we're not. We're not that like creative when it comes to... Yeah.
We haven't mastered all those sound effects. And
although we do have the sound effects machine, I did spend like $600 on it. Used it once.
This was an example of an unwise financial decision.
Poor... If anyone wants to buy a mixer... Okay, so next season, let's go with this. You're going away for a while, for it up there on the whiteboard. From, you know, in the next month, you're going away by the time this airs, and you're going away till just after the halfway point, right?
Yeah, so I'm back in the new financial year, so in July this year. Yep. So this is the culmination of my short to medium financial goal for the last sort of 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm going backpacking in Europe.
Yes.
So I think we did an episode just chatting about travel.
Yep.
But yeah, hopefully we'll do an episode when I come back about what it actually costs to do that. Because I mean, I've got what I think it will cost, but I'm assuming it'll cost a lot more. It's like those grand those home renovation shows, and they budget X amount, and it's always like 10 or 20% over. Totally. We've got to scrape it together.
Yeah.
So
you'll come back with your worldly finance wisdom. I imagine you'll be trying to converse with people like, so what's your budgeting strategy here in Spain?
Yeah.
They'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But you can bring back some, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be definitely things I've learned about money and budgeting along the way when I'm solely reliant on my finances. Because, I mean, I've been working full time and had a paycheck for the last handful of years, so it's going to be weird just relying on savings for a while.
Yep. But it's going to be exciting.
I mean that's the thing, you want to reach the goals and actually enjoy them, so
good for you, well done. I'm hoping, so I've written here on our little notes thing, the show must go on. There will be, what we're thinking, or what I'm thinking, is there will be a season two. And I'm hoping to catch Kate on this little podcasting app you call Zencaster, which is where you can do remote interviews, and we can dial in, and maybe she's in a hostel somewhere.
So Owen will have to be up at like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I thought
I'd sacrifice my sleep.
Yeah, no. Okay, that sounds... But it'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
So to hear from you. So you're away for a few months, and I figured we can do kind of like a second season that's a little bit different. You'll hear from me, but I'll bring some guests in. Every now and again, might have some sort of topic that we want to tackle. Maybe we'll try and build on the first season's episodes a little bit, in the sense of making them a little bit more complex or whatever. Try and get some experts in. So if you have anyone, please flick us an email. podcast@ras.com.au is the email address, or you can hit us online. Like, Kate will still have her Instagram, and that she'll be able to flick me a message or whatever.
Yep.
So please do that. If you know, we've had some great guests on the show so far. Maybe some of them will come back. Maybe you'll just hear more of my voice. But it's exciting. And one thing we've said again is that we want to do more events. And we've been asked by...
to leave our nice little land of Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. And we will. We will go on the road eventually. It's definitely on the cards, right?
Yeah.
So we've been approached by venues and places to do it. So that's fantastic. Mm. If you want it in your city, we just need to make sure we get people there, but I'm pretty confident we will.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just us, we could just podcast.
Talk to each other like we do anyway. So that's not too bad. But yeah, send us your episode guest ideas, suggestions, what you want us to talk about and go maybe in more depth about in the next season or so.
Yeah. So things we want to get on in the future, we want to talk more like financial counselors. We want to hear, so if you're a financial counselor, you know someone who is, we want to talk to people who have been on a journey, maybe through debt or something like that. We want to talk to people that maybe you've built a property portfolio. Maybe you're in kind of a similar field. Maybe you work in one of my favorites, psychology, and you relate that to money in some way.
Yeah. So if you think you'd be a great guest for our show, definitely let us know and we can touch base about that.
Yeah, for sure. But all of these things, it's exciting. And Kate?
So we're definitely coming back.
This is just like the end of the season.
Yeah, it's just been a really long season. Yep. Usually seasons are a bit short.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, 52 weeks. Imagine watching Game of Thrones for a year. I could probably do it. But it'd take a lot of production. But yeah, so there's not going to be too much of a break, I hope, but it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to hopefully hear from Kate while she's away. I just want to say thanks for everything this season, Kate. And I hope, you know, you've got a lot of value from it.
Mm.
I hope that people still, this is a plug for Kate, go online, find her other podcast, How To Money Australia, howtomoney.online, go to the website, listen to her other podcasts, because if you've listened to this and you need something to fill in the weeks, that's a really good one. There's some great blog posts on the site, references and resources. Hmm. Just do it. Reach out to us. We're still around.
Well, and hostels are civilized enough to have internet nowadays.
They?
So
are they?
Well, they say they are. They promise Wi-Fi. So it's going to be a very interesting journey, and we'll hopefully do an episode on the road. But otherwise, I'll be back later in the year. Mm. I don't know, season 3.
Yeah, season 2.2. 2.1. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever we call
it's
it.
It's going to be heaps of fun.
But we're definitely looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. I'll give a shameless plug to my own stuff, which is free, which is our courses. If you haven't already done one of our free courses on our RASC website, please go there today. That will help you get your fill of all the education that we've covered in the podcast in an online form. And you can do that. We'll put some show notes in. But Kate, as always, thanks for joining me.
What am I saying? I was going to say something else. Thanks so much, Ellen.